taken into consideration is that the stage is sunk into the ground 4 feet and alterations will have to be made before a performance can be played with any kind of fluidity. Now, I mentioned to them that building a stage to fill up that hole, it would be advantageous even for the gun show. Of course, they built the stage to be able to roll the various pieces of scenery on and off the stage. And this is almost impossible if the stage is up any higher because of the size of the scenery and the technique of rolling it on and off, which is done with trucks. They're pretty big and they're very, very heavy. This is a physical problem that could be corrected if the owner of the studio and the owner of the Universal Tour project is interested enough in putting in the outdoor drama. It's going to be tough. The people that are working there really do not have a feel for the theater. It's amazing, but they just do not have any idea of what they're doing. There are amusement park people, obviously. Some of them I don't even think are capable of running an amusement park. I think Paul will be very familiar with this kind of process of producing things. The motion picture business was exactly that way when it started out. We're garment manufacturers making pictures, and this is sort of the same approach. You know, real estate people developing a piece of property and making a quick buck off the sucker. I am really having difficulty saying a lot of great, beautiful things about this Universal Tour and the prospects of putting in a historical drama. The minds have to be open and be aware of what one would encounter because it's commercial, and there's no getting away from that fact. I don't know that this is something that should cause us to completely stay away from the prospects, but it certainly inhibits the thinking facility. This project seems to be a departure from the previous outdoor dramas that have been presented. I'm not sure that it's a healthy or an unhealthy departure, but nonetheless, I think it's going to be a departure. Perhaps this could develop into something that might be useful in other amusement parks. I really don't know. I would really, however, appreciate your points of view and some suggestion as to how do you think I should proceed on this, or if I should proceed on it at all. Offhand, it seems as though I'd have to use an entrepreneurial approach to it and develop a project and book it in the amphitheater. That's kind of risky, and I don't know if I have the wherewithal to do that kind of thing. The other approach would be create a project and lay it out for the studio and have them finance it and let them take it from there. You may have some other ideas that are much more valid than those. I will meet with Mr. Hubbard again, tell him that I've looked over the amphitheater and that I've talked to Charles Boyd and that I have communicated my observations to you. I don't know how to proceed at all. And it's sort of been sitting for about a year, I understand. The people at the studio know that Paul Green has done some research, and they have received a lot of brochures about other amphitheaters, and they think it looks pretty jazzy. So it's kind of hanging right now. They are waiting to be communicated with, and I really need your reaction, Mark, to my comments before I proceed any further. I hope my opinion hasn't been too strong or conclusive, because you may see a whole thing in here that I have missed completely. Mark, I communicated with the fellow, Mr. Green, in South Carolina. He came up with a couple offers that were, I guess they were reasonable for the theater, but I was not able to handle it because it would end up costing me about $600 to do the show after the summer was over, and I'd be in a rather treacherous position at that point, having expended some of my savings and still having to meet the obligations I have. I really do wish I could have done it. He called me back, by the way, since I had talked to you, and made an offer to me. And $1,075. It would involve hiring Dolly for $60 a week and me for $833 a month. This was not sufficient for us to be able to make the trip. I have sent a resume and a little bit of my background information to the Emil Beck at Uniontown. And if you have any more information regarding the other outdoor drama that may be needing someone, I appreciate hearing from you. It looks as though I'll be able to hold out until September without any employment. Dolly is making a few bucks here and there, and I have a chance to stage manage a show locally here that may bring in a few dollars. I also have a couple other little deals going. I bet the whole thing is going to break somewhere around September. I'll have so darn many things to do, and I'll have to be making a decision again as to what I'm going to go into. So far, there's nothing concrete yet, and I'm very much looking forward to hearing from you. Give my regards to Glenn, and we sure'd like to see you guys soon. This is August LaBeouf signing off from the command module, hurling through Cucamonga at 80 miles an hour. All clear.